Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Do you know, today is the first Sunday of Advent. And I remember as a child being so excited, even in Advent, about what was coming. But this is the time, in a very particular way, as I grew older, I learned, time to really examine your conscience. The God of heaven and earth became a man for you and me to show us the way. He was in our midst many thousands of years ago, but he was there. And we have all his words. Brothers and sisters, let us draw closer and closer and closer to him. He is so good. He is goodness itself. Bring him your mistakes, your failures. Bring him the good things you know you've done. Thank him for letting you do them. But let's turn to him. And if you're in a quandary of any kind in your life, let's just take this week, this first week of Advent, bring all of the grave concerns that you may have, whatever they are, let's bring them together before the Lord. And you and probably your friends are praying for your particular situation. But let's also protect one another. You know, I say to the Lord, Lord, this is what I need. And whoever listens to my program, I'm praying for them too. And you can say that too. You can ask God to bless you and to care for you, that he would bless and brothers and sisters of yours who listen to this radio program. Let's all come before the Lord and say, Lord, we long for you to come. We long for you to be here. We know that even now you can care for us and have cared for us. But please, Lord, help us to draw closer to you. Help us to, during this Advent season, help us just to be drawn closer and closer to you. That doesn't mean hours and hours of prayer. It just means pray to him each day, and then throughout the day just say, Jesus, I'm longing for you to come. That's all you have to say. You can say a whole lot more if you'd prefer, but the only thing you have to say is, Lord, please help us that the Lord might come to us. So let's take a look at the readings for today. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. This is short, but don't miss it. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. This is Advent. We're waiting for the Lord. We're longing for the Lord. We're seeking for the Lord. Don't miss Advent. You say, oh, I just pay attention at Christmas, and we gather together and we give gifts. But what's your gift to the Lord? What's mine? What gift do we give to the Lord, however small it might be, however big it might be? Give your gift to the Lord and tell the Lord every day during this season, Lord, I love you and I want to follow you more closely. Teach me how. Teach me how. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. Actually, the opening prayer I want to share too, because it's so very good. Grant your faithful, we pray, Almighty God, the resolve to run forth to meet your Christ with righteous deeds at his coming, so that gathered at his right hand, they may be worthy to possess the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. That's the opening prayer. Brothers and sisters, I know we have 24 days or 23 days now until, maybe even less, until actually Christmas. And we don't want to just put all our preparation in buying things for people and doing things for people, though that's very good to do. But it's first of all a time to give our gift to God, to give more of ourselves to God, to tell God when we're going to pray, to tell God how we seek him, to tell him, ask him what we should read that's good. You might be surprised. And go to the store and look. Look at some of the saints, how they prepared in Advent time for Christmas, and make that your prayer. Let me know what books you find. And we say to the Lord in Psalm 25, "To you, O Lord, I lift my soul." See, that's the important thing. We're lifting our soul to so many things. We're trying to reach out in so many ways, and that's very good for the poor and the needy, for our elderly members of our families. Yes, it's good to do, and certainly the children. But first of all, to you, O Lord, I lift my soul. How are we? In what position are we to celebrate Christmas with the Lord? How willing are you, in a sense, as I know this is just a sense, but how willing are you to kneel by the Christ child in the cold all through the night? What would you do? Would you have said, "Oh, it's too cold, it's raining, it's too far, it's too rough"? And what would you have missed? If God did it that way, you would have missed him. But right now, even thousands of years later, God comes to us. He comes to us in our own hearts, in our own souls. Please pray. Just pray, "Lord, make me more your disciple. Men and women, make me more your disciple, Lord." He will help you. "To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. Your ways, teach me your paths. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and for you I wait all the day. Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him." That means who reverence him, who honor him, who put him first. "The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction." He loves you, brothers and sisters. May you, during this Advent season, lift your soul to the Lord. And then we read from the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 12, through chapter 4, verse 2. "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all of his holy ones. Amen." Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. What were those instructions? To follow the commandments of the Lord, to obey him. Brothers and sisters, I really urge you to take out a copy or find a copy of the Ten Commandments Read them. Pray. Where do you see your weakness? Then focus on that for a while, even during Advent, to prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Because he comes this Christmas. He comes. It's not just remembering something. He comes into each of the hearts that are waiting for him. We can just pay attention to getting gifts for our relatives and our friends, and of course we should. But we need to carve out more to say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be ready for you this Christmas. Buy the gifts, do that, but remember, first of all, ask the Lord to touch your soul and to open you more and more to follow him. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 28, and then 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your hands and your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap, for that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. Brothers and sisters, Christ is coming. Exactly when? We do not know, but he is coming. He is coming because he loves us. He's coming to bring us home. Will there be some punishment for sin? Perhaps, yes. So whatever you can do to confess your sin now, please do that. But most of all, after you've done that, just wait on the Lord like you're so eager to see him. Pray to him. Ask him to come to you. Ask him to speak to your heart. Ask him to be near. You don't just get all that at Christmas, but what is happening now in Christmas is emptying yourself, emptying to what God has done for each one of us, that we won't die forever. We will live forever. May God give you that grace and the power to follow him. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.